Well, hello, my name is Jaime Vaquero. I am here interviewing my old friend named Selena Falls. A little bit about herself. She's funny, cool, amazing, share caring, and she doesn't really like books, but she works at the library and at the at a flower shop. Okay, let's get on with the questions. How are you doing, Selena Falls?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Okay. So, what is your actual full name?
My actual full name is Selena Smith Falls.
Wow, okay. Does Smith run in the family?
Yes, it does.
Okay, it does run in the family. Were you actually naturally blind or not?
I was a little bit blind, but as the way I was growing at the age of 13, my vision got worse. After school, we went to the doctor, and they told me there that I was going to be blind.
How did you take that in when they told you that you were definitely going to be blind and that there was nothing that they could do about it?
I was very sad because I wasn't going to be able to see things in the world anymore.
So that's the only thing that impacted you? Just not ever seeing nothing in your life?
Not able to walk right, because I'm going to need anyone else to guide me. I would really wish to do my things by myself. So it wouldn't help. It would be a major impact in my life.
Okay. So does this blindness run through the family or not?
It does run through the family. My grandma had it. My mother didn't have it, but I do have it. I am hoping it doesn't run towards my grandson. And really wish it never had happened to me.
So you really didn't wish it had happened to you?
No, I don't. I really wish it didn't.
Okay. So you said that it went through your grandma, but it didn't affect your mom as much as it did to you, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so what was your childhood like slowly starting getting blind?
It was perfect in my opinion. I had many friends, even though I was getting blind, they're still becoming my friends. Most thing I love about it is that I love to draw, sing, do gymnastics, and cook.
Can you describe a little more about what you draw, what was it based on, and your singing, what you sang, what you didn't sing, and all the other stuff on a regular day-to-day basis?
I drew things as, when it was a special moment. When I first knew I was going to be blind, I tried to draw something, but it was so emotional I couldn't draw nothing. Singing was the best thing, the only thing I could have done when I knew I was going to be blind. Gymnastic, it was a hobby before I wasn't blind, and as soon as they told me that, I just gave up on it. I knew I should have done that, but I gave up on it. And cooking, I used to do it. I still can do a little bit, but not that much.
Okay, so what were like the day-to-day basis that you would cook on?
I would cook the day basis I will cook on are things, rice, try to cook chicken, make some macaroni, cheese, that's kind of easy. Something that's not difficult, that involves a lot of work, so I don't get burned.
So right now, who do you live with?
Right now, I don't live with no one.
Okay. So you just live by yourself?
Yes.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I do have a dog.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay. What's his name?
His name is Humphrey.
Humphrey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a really nice name. All right, let's go. So, what are some things that you look on for a guy?
The things I look for a guy are not what they look outside, their physical, more what they look inside of them. Doesn't matter how cute they are, because I really couldn't see them that much. I really always, if I ever talk to a boy, I always hear them how they talk, because some boys could be very nice and some of them could be rude.
So you used a lot of your hearing and how they said specific words and
yes.
And what terms in them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there anything other that you look on a guy?
Their hard work, dedication, they focus on things, they just don't give up.
Okay, so you focus on a strong male that don't give up. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, okay. How did you meet your husband and where?
I met him in a park while I was walking my dog, Humphrey. And we started to talk. Since then, well, he asked me to meet him again in another place, in a mall, stores, or at the park again.
And how often was this?
Every once a week or every weekend, maybe every 2 weeks.
And what was like the most specific place that y'all two visit each other?
The park, because I will always walk my dog.
Okay, that's really nice. What were like some specific activities besides talking would y'all do there?
We would try to play with the dog, Humphrey. I would try to run, not get bumped into things, and maybe go get some ice cream.
Okay, that's indeed really nice. I also like ice cream. Okay, next question. So tell me more about how it went after talking and being friends and all that other good stuff.
We started to be meeting in the mall. Then after there, we always used to go to dates in the mall, movie theaters, and we always saw movies, either romantic ones or action ones.
And what were the most often movies between y'all two that y'all would watch?
I think action ones, because if romance, it will get us I would feel so pushed in.
So was it really difficult hearing to movies instead of not watching them?
It was difficult and sometimes not difficult, because there are some parts you really wish you don't see, and some parts you really do wish you can't see. It's much sometimes better hearing it than seeing it.
So you similarly like to just hearing movies instead of watching them?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's a little weird. Okay. So, is there anything else that y'all guys did?
We would go to stores, have celebrations, and sometimes...
What type of celebrations?
His birthdays, my birthdays, and maybe if his school had a celebration, I'll go with him. And if I had...
Oh, so this is during somewhat middle college, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, How did you know that he was your true love?
The way that I was able to find that he was my true love was that my dog started to like him. To be honest, my dog was super protective. He would be familiar with some of my friends. Every time John would knock, my dog would push me towards the door and want me to open the door so John could come in. I would let him, we would eat, we would talk, and take a walk through the park. John would always like to play catch with the frisbee with the dog. We would take the dog to run. Maybe we would bring some food in it. We will hold each other's hand, grab some ice cream, or maybe even, since I never actually didn't give up on drawing, I would sit in the park and try to draw something I would think the park would look like.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's pretty awesome. And so how was drawing, did he ever judge you on it?
No, I would actually ask him for real judgment. I would, if he didn't like it, I will accept it. That will help me increase more in my drawing.
Oh, that's pretty nice. What happened to him? How is it that he's not here?
John actually died in a car accident. Two years ago, and sadly part I didn't like is that it was my birthday. It happened right after John was coming back from job and going to go pick up roses and a heart full of chocolate to give me. Sadly, he never got to give me, and I sadly never got to see him that day. He had a car accident, and that was the worst present I ever had in my birthday.
So, was there anything else besides, did you, at least get to see him one last time before he exhaled his last breath?
Yes, I did. I had a hard, difficult talking with him. He had very difficulty saying something of the hard crush it got him.
That's really sad. That's a lot to go through. And so how was you able to pass through that moment, that hard moment?
Well, at the same time, I really didn't want to think it as a hard time. That's what we live for. We live, we have fun, and then we die. It's a life cycle. At the same time, I had my friends, Humphrey, with me. I had a lot of support at that time.
Okay. So, who would visit you? Or who would you go see to pass through this hard time?
I would go see my mom, my old friends, or my cousins.
Wow, that's pretty intense. Well, I thank you for being here with me. I'm very sorry for your loss, and thank you for being here, and I'm very glad you was able to talk to me about your life story.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.